This movie review podcast contains spoilers. You have been warned. Thank you.
Welcome to Rant While Driving to Work. My name is Jay Recker, your host on my drive to work. Thank you for joining me. That's correct, folks. I talk about things whilst driving to work. I say whilst. I just came back from London once again. As you can tell, a little under the weather. But fear not, fine friends. The voice will prevail. I hope. We'll keep on plugging away. Today, I want to talk about the movies I saw on the airplane. Like, oh, Jay, that's so... Yeah, but these are going to be movies that I've wanted to see or didn't want to see and decided to see them anyways. And a little review about them. And then, you know, some spoilers may be attached. As in prefaced in the opening. So... let's go with one of the first movies that I did see. And that's going to be Stuber. Stuber! Fantastic film. I would think it was one of the best. It was a really good... I can't say the best. That was a little over... that's a little hyperbole, I guess. It was a fun movie film starring two people that I have seen before, but I don't know their names. I'm going to try to put down all the actors' names in the show notes below to kind of help everyone out. And here's the thing. It was good. It had some comedy. It had some, like, fake... it had some, like, action-y type stuff, but it wasn't, like, too over the top. I think it would have been a little bit better if the wrestler who was a cop did some more things. It was a lot of just like a lot of gunplay stuff, a lot of shooting people and things like that. And for those of you who didn't catch Stuber, I'm sure it was in the theater for about 4 days and then gone forever. It's about an Uber driver just trying to make some ends meet. He all works a day job, and one of his fares is a cop, and this cop just got LASIK eye surgery, so he can't see, so he can't drive, hence the Uber, and he's on the case of his life. He's just about to solve what's gonna happen. Something's going down in the drug lord kingpin, something or another. His partner was killed, and yada 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 yada. And, you know, at first they're not friends, and then they become friendly, and then they save each other's life, and then at the end, the Stuber, or his name's Stu. You know, which is a weird Indian name, to be honest with you. But, regardless. Then he goes to, you know, he hooks up with the cop's daughter at the end. That's the end surprise. Like I said, guys, spoilers just get ya. Now, it was an original? No. It was another fish out of water. I mean, Taxi did this, right? Not like Taxi De Niro, but it was like with... Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon a decade ago, probably. And it was like, you know, I think he was a taxi driver or she was a taxi driver. I never saw it. Same kind of thing. One was a taxi driver, one was a cop. They're trying to do something. You know, one of them probably lost their license in some weird fashion. And so they need to solve the crime. They need to keep that meter running, kind of thing. And at the end, in Subaru's a $5,000 Uber fee. And man, they said Uber in this movie 100 times. Like, yeah, okay, I get it. Like, Uber paid money to be in this movie. I get it. Because I guess Lyft didn't pay enough. This was, like, Uber's way of getting into, like, mainstream, I guess. And in 20 years, when we watch this movie and Uber is nothing around and there's no... I'm like, what's Uber, Dad? What is this? Why is it such a big deal? We can just teleport now. No one works anymore. Everyone does remote work. I don't know. I don't want to give it a star rating, guys. I feel that would just ugly down this. I'm going to say watch or don't watch. I say watch. All right? Note what it is. It's not going to win any Academy Awards, Golden Globes, Emmys, Oscars, Grammys. It could run a Razzie or two, though. Yeah, it's up there for Razzies, I think. It might be there. Because, look, it's going to have some comedy spots in it, and some action spots, and you take it what it is. I think a fun movie, you know, on the plane film. It's one of those movies where, and I define like a fun movies where like if you can get interrupted by like the seat person next to you crawling over you or asking you to move and get up, you have to pause it and restart it. I think then that's fun. You know, you're not going to get sucked in and like, oh man, I don't want to move for 2 hours. It's like an hour and a half or whatever. And it was like, no, you can stop, you can pause, you go to the bathroom, you can come back, you can just, you know, just catch up where you're at. That's a good, fun, lighthearted film. Yeah. The next one, which I think was even better than this one for as far as entertainment value goes, on a plane, Men in Black International. It was exactly, almost the perfect, pardon me, almost the perfect plane movie. Yeah, it was just ridiculous. It was, you had some comedy, not as good as comedy as Stuber, but still some comedy, some lighthearted moments. There's some good sci-fi alien type action. You had a very, very predictable script, much like Stuber. Just was like no surprises. You'd have the no thinking involved. You sit down, you watch it, you know what's going to happen. Oh, A to B to C. For instance, you knew who the villain was. Like, oh, this guy's a villain. I don't even know his name. High T. There is his name. His character name was High T. I guess because he's the top T, I guess. I don't know. And it was London, so it was kind of like all these different plays on words that the writers must have thought they were geniuses thinking of. Yeah, of course he's a villain. That's just the way it works. Very obvious. I was like, oh, this guy has to be, it has to be, it has to be, it has to be. What's going on? Oh, this is going to happen. You can just kind of know, like, it felt like I, Jay Recker, was in the writing room along with the probably five people on this film. You know it's a good movie when there's more writers than there are actually actors. That's when you know it's a good movie. It's like, ah, crap, there's eight people on story and six people in the writing room, and then it's like a TV series almost. It's fantastic. That's a good flick. Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. They had a little nod to J&K from the other movies. I think there's three of them now. This is the fourth one in the franchise? Jeez. I could easily see them do another one. And yeah, it's good. I think the dynamics between the two characters were also very good. I like them a lot together. They have a lot of fun on screen. They try to do some sort of like sexual tension between the two, but it doesn't last that long. And they're more suited towards more of a buddies having a good time with like a small hint of maybe they could. But they kind of just have to do... It seems like Hollywood has to have some romanticness with the characters to gain interest, I think, of the audience. But, yeah, I don't know. That was a really fun one. I watch, for sure. On a plane, it was literally almost the perfect movie to watch on a plane. It was good. All right, so I did the, also what else I watched. Now this is two trips to London, right? So this is lots of hours. It's about an 8 to 9 hour flight from where I'm at. You know, sleeping sometimes, watching a lot of the other times. Here's gonna be a disappointing one for you guys. The Detective Pikachu Pokemon? Detective Pokemon Pikachu? Pikachu Pokemon Detective. Jeez, what's it called? I don't know. So, let's kind of preface this in a couple ways. First, I know nothing about the universe. Zero. I never played the game. Any of the video games. I've never played any of the card games. I've never watched any of the cartoons. I've never seen any of the movies. I don't know the characters. I don't know zero. But I was like, I'm going to watch it. This is what you do on airplanes, guys. When you're on a long haul flights like this, you're like, I'm just going to just watch whatever I can possibly watch because I can't sleep. This is what happens. So now I'm invested into this world. I'm trying to understand it, trying to figure it out, and confused very quickly and very often. They definitely are candoring towards a person who understands the world. They try to have a little voiceover of like, hey, Pokemons and people can coexist and come to this one city, and there's no training and no fighting. But there's underground fight scene, I guess, that I guess was supposed to be more comical than anything. I don't know. And you can have companions and they can follow you around, but they have to pick you too. And so it's like a companionship and they're like friends, but you can't understand them. They're like a pet that just follows you everywhere. And I guess, sure, let's keep on going. And then you're like, oh, the main character, which I think is Will Smith's son, but I'm not quite sure. His dad, like, left him and his mom, and I guess his mom died, and he has a really bad relationship with his dad. I understand that. I, for one, have the same thing. And you're like, wow, okay, cool. All right, so there's some relating points to it. Personally, myself, okay, get it, understand. And they go through the story, and his dad is dead. And so his dad's a cop, and he has to now go to the city and, like, collect his belongings. And then he starts. Then he decides, I'm going to figure this out. Because, what? Oh, he can talk to one Pokemon, the Pikachu character. It's like, oh, great. So because he can talk to this guy, this Pokemon Pikachu guy, sure, okay. He sounds exactly like Ryan Reynolds, which is fantastic. A little story, when Ryan Reynolds was trying out this part, his wife made fun of him on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or somewhere. And when he said he's going to do the part, they thought that he was going to, like, do some kind of voice. And he's like, no, he just straight up talked the way he normally talks. Didn't try to hide it at all. And just, nope, I'm going to be me. I'm going to be Ryan. And just talk normal. I think they wanted Danny DeVito for a hot minute. I think that would have been fantastic for Danny DeVito. I personally also would have enjoyed Gilbert Gottfried or Bobcat Goldthwait is, I think, would have been a fantastic reunion. It would have been great if, like, Pikachu is sounds exactly like Bobcat. Would have been great for me. Absolutely fantastic. Would have been great. Nope, they went with heartthrob Ryan Reynolds. I was like, okay, you know, that's a choice. Probably to sell tickets because he has a little fun. You know, he's funny, right? He's a funny guy. He's funny, funny. Ryan's funny. Does so many funny things. He was funny in Waiting. I mean, yeah, it's that long ago. He's been funny for a while. He didn't get buff until Blade 3, right? That's when he got buff. And then after that, then he's become like an action star. So, you know, if you're funny, get buff, and then you'll make more money, because, you know, women and men and other, I don't know, whatever, they just, you know, like Ryan Reynolds. If you're a good looking guy, then get buff. Whatever, if you're not, then get fat. I think that's how you become famous in comedy. If you're ugly, you get fat, and then you're the funny fat guy. And then if you're not, then get buff, and then you're a hot guy. And there you go. Hollywood solved. Yeah, that's $5.99, guys. Just, you can PayPal that to me, I guess. Or throw me some Bitcoin or some BAT. That's a Brave's cryptocurrency. It's the browser I use, is Brave. Anyways, I'm trying to learn about this in this world, and it's just very strange, right? And I don't understand it, and it's because it's not my thing. I didn't grow up with it, so, and they cater to those who grew up with it. And I talked to a coworker, and he's like, yeah, he loved seeing these characters that he's grown up with and he's liked all around the screen and popping around and doing things. And there's that dragon guy that they have a fight with. And my thing is like, why wouldn't it, like, everybody, like, want that one? Why would someone want that duck that, like, when it gets anxious, explodes? Like, I don't get that. Like, why would you want that as your Pokemon? Why would you want a Pokemon who just, like, doesn't do anything? Wouldn't you want a Pokemon who can, like, kill every other Pokemon? And why don't the Pokemons die when they do these fire things to them and they electrocute them and stuff? They just, like, get hurt and they pop back up. Is it... There's no blood in anything? Like... So if your Pokemon can't die, you literally... This duck exploded and was fine afterwards. So, you know, why just get them upset all the time? Like, I don't understand. Whatever. I mean, it's not me to understand it, I guess. And the Me Too guy, why is he, like, so omnipotent? Oh, is he, like, so powerful? Why does he can do all these things? He can erase minds and... Spoiler. He transferred consciousnesses from the dead detective to the Pikachu. Because her bond was so strong. Because he knew that the son would somehow solve the murder mystery thing. Here's the thing, guys. He's like, I haven't spoken to my dad for like 10 or 11 years, right? They were estranged. Same thing for me. I didn't talk to my dad for a decade. He changed his phone number. I asked him if to go to my college graduation. He said no. He then changed his phone number and I didn't see him for 10 years. Didn't hear from him. Didn't, nothing. Zero. Zilch. And now it's very intermittent. It just is, it's, you know, that's just a relationship I have with my father. But this would happen. If someone called me on the phone, say my dad, I would know it's my dad's voice. Oh, that's my dad. What's up, dad? What's up? What do you want? What's going on? Why can't this kid know what his dad's voice sounds like? I mean, he's your dad. You're going to remember what your dad's voice is. It's not going to be a surprise. You're going to be like, Dad, why are you inside that Pikachu? What happened? And he's going to be like, what? I don't remember anything. What happened? I'm your dad? No way. That's so weird. Instead of all the way to the end, and then the dad, what, my dad was inside Pikachu the whole time? What do you mean you don't know what your dad's voice sounds like? I mean, you were 10 when you last saw him. You know what it just... Oh, it was infuriating when I found that out. Like, do the writers have perfect families and they don't understand? Oh, as a person who knows what the character actually went through, to some regards, my mom's still alive, but the whole father thing, I get that. Like, you know what your dad sounds like. It's stupid. And that's the twist. Oh, his dad was inside Pikachu. That's lame. Oh, and then his dad comes back and he's alive. It's a happy family. Great. But then Pikachu sounds like Pikachu again. Actually, no, let's not go that way. Sorry. I thought I'm getting lost again. I'm thinking that I'm going the wrong way, but I'm not. I'm a little hazy. Purple hazed. But it would be so much more amazing if he could understand all the characters and not just Pikachu, or if he has had some weird special power. But oh, I don't know. It just, that was a bad movie. Alright, I mean, the villain, it was the old man the whole time, and somehow he didn't die from cancer. I don't know. You want to make it look like it's the son who's doing it, but it's actually the father, but they're, I don't know, they're arguing over weird things. It's literally like they wrote like the last 20 minutes of that movie like on the set, and they just changed everything because it didn't flow the way it should have. It was done. It was, so they messed up somewhere. They did some rewrites on the set, and you know they did this because if movies should be going in straight lines. Alright, you should go to A to B to C. Now, these straight lines may be ups and downs, right? You might have A is a high point, and then B is a low point, and then C is kind of a flat lining, but the story should always be progressing. And when things shift dramatically, and you think they're going one way, and then they veer way off to the left or the right, that's weird. And I'm not talking like M. Night kind of stuff where there's twists and turns and like horror movies and these things happen. But there's a progression in the movie where, okay, you can understand that. Like Scream, the twist of who actually was the killer, right, can be explained. And it makes sense on a rewatch, right? Because it's still going up and down or straight. It also, when it veers off and the script veers off, they rewrote stuff on right there on the set to make things work because things weren't working before. And they only have so much time to really put stuff together. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they only have like 3 months on set, so, you know, they can't get everything done. So that's my thing. It was a bad movie. Do not watch this movie. This Pikachu Pokemon Detective, whatever it's called. Pokemon Detective Pikachu. Skip it. Pass. Don't watch it. Horrible. Nothing bad. Nothing good can be said about this movie. You realize that it makes more sense a little bit that the woman, his little love interest, girlfriend, weird intern reporter girl, didn't know that the kid was the father when he was around the apartment because he's black and the detective's white. And so she goes, oh, of course, she's some detective. She can't see a mixed race person. I mean, yeah, so that's why she knew that they weren't related and then therefore, you know, whatever. This Me Too guy had so much power. Was he always like that? He just did whatever he wanted to. He can change people around, make some people hear other Pikachus and Pokemons without even them being present to do this magical stuff. It just was too much. Just too much. Now this next movie, guys, is gonna be really fantastic though. Is Shazam. Hold my staff and say my name. Shazam. Fantastic. Loved it. I knew nothing about the character coming into it. Besides the kid meets a wizard. And then the wizard grants some powers. And then he becomes really strong. And I think The comic book guys out there would agree, probably, that he's more powerful than Superman. More powerful than Superman, which I think is crazy, but clearly he is. I don't know. I thought the kids' actors were great, and that they interacted with, is it Levi? I don't even know his dude's name. The guy who played Shazam. I think they had good interactions, and it was fun. It had some good, really good action scenes in it, and then it had some heart and some, you know, especially, all right, guys, hands in. And you're like, oh, that's what they did at the dinner table, and they're orphans. They're a family now. It was touching. Almost tears came in my eyes. You know you cry. You're more susceptible to cry in an airplane than you are on the ground because of the altitude and the cabin pressure, and they're sucking stuff out. That's why you always tear up on movies in the airplane, because it's sad and the sad parts hit you. Because it's the airplane. It does that to your senses and stuff. Don't worry about it. Oh yeah, I cry all the time on airplanes. It's ridiculous. I'm a sap. You have kids and you become everything. You cry about everything now. Everything, you cry everything all the time. And the kids just make you crying. I'm the crying dad now. It's bad. It's bad. But it was so much fun, and I loved it. It was a good film all around. It was a great movie to watch on the plane. You could pause it and it won't matter. You don't want to, but you can. I think DC's finally really coming around to making good movies. Aquaman I saw on the plane. That was great. Little long, but great. Wonder Moon was flipping fantastic. And I heard Joker. I've heard nothing but good things about the Joker. I probably won't be able to see it until I see it on the plane next year. But man, I heard that thing was just like, it was just real life, grit and blood and gore and just dark. Ugh. I heard Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin? Is that just a bad pronunciation of Joaquin Phoenix? I don't know. I heard he just went all out. And he's like, you know, I heard he's a character actor. But he turns into the character. I really enjoyed Leto's performance of Joker. I thought he was way crazy and insane. And he just got it. But Joaquin, I heard, just does a better job. Grounds it in reality a little bit more than Leto did. Fair enough. Oh, but Shazam, it was good. They opened the story up with the villain and to teach you about the world a little bit, some little world building, and then they go from there. And yes, the villain always has the similar powers to the superhero. That's a successful superhero trope now. Yes, the villain always understands the powers quicker, right? That's fine. But the superhero wins because they find out that they have a bigger heart, or they outsmart them, or they understand their full capabilities and full powers, right? No. But it was good. People complained, I guess, that, you know, some of the way that they made the little kids, when they get their Marvel powers, cause in the comics it was Captain Marvel first. Get this, DC was Captain Marvel first when it was owned by Fawcett, and then Marvel owns the name Captain Marvel for a title. They cannot be called the Captain Marvel comic book series because Marvel owns that. But they can call him Captain Marvel inside of the comic books, which is what his name is, because it's the Marvels. That's the family. That's the family they're called. And Shazam is the wizard. All right, so his name isn't Shazam, because that's the wizard's name. Hold my staff and say my name. It doesn't. His name is Shazam. That's his name. Which is a fantastic name. Shazam stands for, like, all the different gods, the Greek gods that form him, right? Like Zeus and Mercury, and he goes through all the names. I don't know, whatever. Samson, maybe? I don't know, I forget. Hercules. Hercules is a strong one, yeah. So, there you have it. Fun film. Oh my goodness, loved it. Hopefully DC keeps on rolling these out, these good ones. Anyways, I think that is all I saw. No, there's one more. I did a rewind, guys. A rewind on My Cousin Vinny. Oh my goodness, guys. I've seen the last 40 minutes like 10 or 15 times, and it still holds up. The best 40 minutes of any movie I think I can even fathom is My Cousin Vinny. I forgot the first, like, hour of the movie, right? The first 50 minutes of the movie. That part seems almost inconsequential, but that last 40 minutes with the court scene and figuring things out, and Vinny really starting to take some names and doing business... baller. I still don't understand how Joe Pesci got hooked up with Melissa Torme. She's still looking hot in that movie. And she still looks good in Spider-Man. I don't know. I saw Spider-Man 2. Also, yeah, that one. The rewind, my friends. Oh my goodness, guys. That was well worth it. That was flipping fantastic. You must watch My Cousin Vinny again. It was such a good movie. I saw the Spider-Man Coming Home or Homecoming. No, Far From Home as well. That was the other one I watched. And I wasn't a fan of it. Jake Gyllenhaal was an overperforming douche in the movie. The Skrull scene finally came through, which I was waiting for that for a while. I don't really like the direction they're moving with the franchise, especially with now with Marvel and Sony. They may have come back to terms. I don't like the direction of it. I saw both the movies on an airplane. It's a fun-ish movie on an airplane. I just don't like it. I'm really not liking Tom Holland's American accent. It seems very pushed. Like he's just talking like this because he... I don't know. Something's wrong with his voice. So I think those things. So I would pass Spider-Man. Unless you really need to. But that's not a big deal. Rewind. Definitely watch My Cousin Vinny. Definitely watch Shazam. And MIB International is one of the best fun flicks in the air. The Friendly Skies. I'm at work now. I'm sitting in the parking lot. People are looking at me. They're staring at me. They're like, what's going on, Jay? Why aren't you going to come to work? And I was like, you know what, guys? I got more important things to do. Like start a webpage on WP Engine, right? I mean, that's my hosting company of choice. I think you should use it too. Use the link in the below. And maybe you want to make a site about gambling. And if you want to gamble at all, use Nitrogen Sports. It's Bitcoin only. I mentioned that before. Throw me some coins, bro. 90-minute withdrawals. Holy crap. Industry-leading 90 minutes. No other company does that. They hold your money for weeks or days. It's just stupid. Not Nitrogen. You can gamble. You can sports bet. You can craps, roulette, blackjack. I think all those three things. And sports betting, poker. Love it. Get in there. All right, peace. Love y'all. Bye-bye.